Well, Brian, what do you make of that? Plenty of points on show. Happy with the performance?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We could be critical of one or two areas of what we did, especially in the second half. But I think that would be petty. You know, if you look at the grand scheme of things, Saints are a fantastic team. They're not lying in second by fluke. They're a good team and came here and give it a go. We were very clinical in the first half and racked up 22 points. And then obviously Saints then went into catch-up mode and probably forced the ball a little bit. And we had a fair bit of buffer for that second half. And while it wasn't picked to perfect in the second half, I thought we defended what we had to do. So if that was offered before the game, I'd have bit your hand off.
Wasn't a great start in terms of completions from either side.
Yeah.
But you got chances and you took them. And in big games, that's what makes the difference.
I think both teams were a bit jittery because it was a big game in front of a huge crowd at Henley, our season's highest crowd. And they've been great all year, the crowd, and continue to be the loyal Rhino fans. So I thought both teams just felt a bit of that pressure. Error for error for an error for an error. And, it was crucial that we probably, you know, slotted that first point over and got a grip of the game.
All good teams do come back in games, and Saints did come back. They threw quite a bit at you in that second half, but two tries in 2 minutes really turned the game back to you.
No, that's right. And while I'd like to, and it'd be right to credit some of our defence, it didn't look pretty at times, but to keep closing another opportunity that Saints created, to keep closing that down, was big, and there was bodies flying all over the place and blokes left on the deck all over the place, and it was just one of those second halves, especially when Zach got Simbin, that we were man down and a lot of tight defenders out there. But then to have the attack and the strike to be able to register a point through that tough period probably was the deciding factor, because had Saints got another try and got a little bit closer to us, the game takes on a different slant. We're playing it a little bit different, but because we kept that buffer zone between us and Saints, it allowed us just to relax a little bit.
That second try of the two, I don't think is there a better try to sum up Leeds Rhino? I think it was Peacock, Luluai, Delaney got you up to 30, and then Watkins and Hanley take over and do the other 70 yards.
That's good. It's good, and you know, some of those things are born out of pre-season. Some of the things that we practice and want to do, and we hone our skills from hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of repetition and practice. It's not just a case of we'll give it to the big fast fella and watch him go. It's a result of those deep, dark winter months. So while it's very pleasing, it's more satisfying because there are some of the things that we aim to do and plan to do.
You lost Stevie Ward early on. Is he all right?
I don't think there's any break or snaps there, but Cindus Moses is the call. I think he's strained some ligaments in his ankle and it looks very sore. So unfortunately, we're looking at a number of weeks there with Stevie.
Okay. Mitch Garber, debut for him. How do you feel he went?
Yeah, solid. Solid. You know, an intense game for him to be involved in, and a bit of a seesaw second half for him. He's, from one end of the field to the other, and again, Saints, you know, start their set deep in our half and end up finishing deep in our half, and, you know, some of that catch-up defence that we had to shut down, which I spoke of earlier. I wonder what he made of that, but for him, he's just got off a plane from Australia a couple of days before. A decent start for him there.
And looking at the game overall, I mean, obviously 3 points clear at the top now, it gives you a little bit of breathing space. I know you're probably not looking at it that way, but it's nice to have it there, isn't it, that cushion?
Well, I think the state that you head into these Super 8s will be crucial. I can't tell you what it's going to be like, because we've never done them. It's a new format. It's really exciting. The fact that nobody knows what it's going to be like, but I think this season already has been really tough. I think it's a very physical season, very intense battles most weeks. Well, we've racked up some points there. By no means were we just out on our own and, you know, the best team there forever. You know, that game had a fair amount of contest in it. So what we're like after round 23 and how many bodies we've got fit and you know, how many walking wounded we've got, I think we'll have a bearing, as equal bearing as what style we play and what our form's like and what our defence is like.
We talk about all the flair and skill you've got in your team. You mentioned the hard work earlier, you know, the Delaney's of this world, but Ablett and Luluai again outstanding for you tonight.
Carl, Ablett wasn't pleased with his first half performance. We had a little chat there, and I was trying to give him a reward, a verbal reward for his efforts in the first half, but he wasn't happy at all, and I think that just showed with his carry there in the second half for him to score that try from 20-odd metres out. He just probably had a couple of options to pass, but he thought, I'm just going to run through a brick wall here and score a try. Kyle Luluai, Brett Delaney, those type of people, unsung heroes. JP, was strong again tonight. Gone through a bit of a tired period, JP, but I wouldn't blame him for that either with the amount of work he's had to do this year. But something like a Luluai is he's evergreen, isn't he? And scores a try. It's good to see.
And finally, you've got Wigan next week. Apart from Stevie Ward, is everyone looking all right for that?
Yeah, hopefully so. We've got some bruised bodies at this stage of the year, but no, we'll be good.